Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Somewhere there's a nothing waiting to become something, fighting all the writing, hiding from the lightning. We are in the suburbs, racing to red lights, having close encounters far away.
Morgan, you heard the voice of Carolyn Molokai. You can find her at carolynmolokai.com. And you are a beautiful dreamer. And when the world makes you feel weak, you must be strong. I've got some tools tonight on Celestial Show. Come in a little closer. I want to tell you something. Somebody is talking about you behind your back. Yep. Something is talking about you behind your back. Now, before you get all nervous, these are your tarot birth cards that we're going to play with tonight. I'll also be doing some general readings as well, but I really wanted to play with the energy of your tarot birth cards are tired of being ignored. They have strong medicine for each of us when we know what they are. So they want you to get up close and personal. I'll be your guide tonight. What are they saying about you? What are your tarot birth cards? How do you find them out? What does it depend on? The day you were born. It's a powerful tool that I use in my metaphysical first care, first aid kit. When I have spiritual amnesia, I like to call them my metaphysical hype cards, and I'm hoping that I can help you get some hype cards too. So when you're having those moments of not knowing who you are, what you're doing, this is just a little crayon in the big coloring box. Your Crayola box is full of crayons that you don't usually use. I want you to pull out magenta, because there's lots of ways to build yourself up. You can go through astrology and have somebody do your birth chart. You can have a tarot reader read your cards. You can have people play with your life path number. I'm just giving you another tool that you can use that I've been using since 1991, my tarot birth cards, and also help hip you to it, too. There's so many people on the phone lines right now. I see your hands raised. We're going to get to every single one of you. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. But having said it, I am Celeste Morgan, and I'm really happy that you're spending your Sunday night with me. And there are guests in the chat room, beautiful guests. If you want to chime in the chat room, all you got to do is register on Blog Talk. If you want a reading, however, you're going to have to call in 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Wow. And all of you in the archives, I thank you for making the show work in the time that is right for you. Everybody is welcome here. And I'm so glad to see all of you. Let me get to some quick housekeeping to let you know about some more phenomenal shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. And then we'll get down and dirty. We're going to get into it. I got the energy of the day for you. I'm going to play with Star, Strength, and Justice. Yeah. All tarot cards, major arcana cards that are powerful in their own right. And just because you didn't happen to be born today doesn't mean you can't tap into the energy of a Star Strength day. And I'll come out wherever I am. I am Star Strength 17 and 8. I'll tell you a little bit about that after I tell you about these amazing shows we've got coming up. So, so proud of this network. So if you have the pleasure, and I see a lot of you have already pressed 1, you're being screened right now by Life Coach Today, and he's the head of the network until our intern shows up to screen these calls. So I want to thank Life Coach Today for screening the calls. Make sure you say hey to him. And tomorrow, he is going to be joined by Reverend Linda V. Boyd, talking about self-care for caregivers on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. That's this Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. It's a powerful show. And then on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, you can find Life Coach Today at his other home on 12radio.com, soul food for your consciousness. And guess what? I'm going to be his guest this week. I'm going to have to behave. I'm so used to cutting up on Life Conversations Radio Network. But 12radio.com is my family, too. I had the pleasure of being on Psychic Sister show last week. That was so much fun. So, it's my other home, too. I go there and I get my lessons. And also, on Tuesday, you're going to come back home on Life Conversations Radio Network, where Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson is dropping it like it's hot for a living in the yes. This week, she's going to be exploring divine order at 9 p.m. Eastern. And don't miss the Play Experience with Embossa Safira every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Get ready to passionately love and appreciate you. And then you have me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show. Now you go to Life Conversation Media for updates about all these shows. And some little voice is talking to me. You didn't tell them what time to listen to Life Coach A Day on Soul Food for Your Consciousness. That's 10 a.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. Whew. Wow. So how are you guys doing? How are you feeling with all this Libra energy that we're flowing in? I love Libra. They're my Venus sister. If you're a Taurian, you're related to Librans. And because we're ruled, Taurus and Libra are both ruled by the planet of love, sensuality, and pleasure, Venus. Libra brings the air, Taurus brings the earth. So I find Libra to be a cool vibration, and air is a masculine element. So it's time to get it done. It's time to get the love on, and that's what Libra's here to teach us. Wow. Okay, I wasn't expecting to go there like that, but don't you love it when that happens? Okay. All right, now let me lay a little bit of foundation, and then, Melissa, we're going to be coming right over to you in just a second. I just want to hip everybody to what this show is about tonight, and then I'm very happy to do a general reading for you. The calling number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad, and I'll pull your cards for you, too. And I hear ring my bell right now at the same time. Hey, my messages can ring your bell and make you wake up to who you are. All right, let's get to the energy of the day. It's 8. I love the number 8. I absolutely do. It's one of my favorite numbers besides 17. But, you know, 1 plus 7 equals 8, so you'll allow me that indulgence. Now, 8 is ruled by the planet of discipline, Saturn. Now, discipline is not my best friend, but what can I do? What can we do? You know, Saturn still has lots of lessons to teach us. And, you know, you can be floaty and airy all you want, but without the discipline to make it happen, nothing gets done. But I'm just talking about me. I'm not talking about you. So 8 can either show up as strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. And strength is astrologically connected to the sign of Leo, the lion, which is fire. And justice is astrologically connected to the sign of Libra. And we are in the time of Libra right now. So that's where we're going to put our focus on, justice, from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. The Justice card is often thought of as the karma card or the card of courts and the legal system. And as I told you before, the sign of Libra is ruled by Venus, the planet of love and pleasure and sensuality. So Libra reminds us that this is a good time to focus on our ability to relate, for our relationships are the looking glass through which we can see ourselves. So through the eyes of Mother Peace, we are asked, how are we taking care of each other? For it's in that answer that we learn more about the effects of reaping what we sow. Now, the Justice card in Mother Peace takes place out in nature with each goddess responding to a specific need of an ash tree. And we are also on a soul mission of learning what talents we might give to fully respond to one another. And it is through this vision that justice is truly served. So that's a little bit about your energy of the day, number 8. I'm going to follow up with 17 right after I talk to beautiful Melissa. But I want you to know that if you want to see what this looks like, you can go to my like page, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, to see images of how 8 looks as either strength or justice. And don't forget to like it. All right. That's good. Let's go ahead. Let's take a caller. I think it's time. I'm feeling anxious to pull for Melissa. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You are welcome to call in 347-426-3346. And coming up to the studio right now is Melissa from New York, who would like a general reading. Hello, Miss yeah. Melissa. How are you?
How are you? Good.
I'm good.
I just wanted to know, because I feel like sometimes, even though
you know, people get to ask a question, sometimes mm-hmm. what you might say might be more important than what I might think of. So I want
it's
you to take care of it. Because
okay,
sometimes what people don't want to hear, they, you know.
Right, right.
They need
but
to
you know
hear.
What, but you know what, Melissa? I'm going to give you your power back. What I have to say and what your question is are equally mm-hmm. important, my dear. We're doing this dance together. So if you want to see how the cards fall, we can do that. But if you've got something on your heart, I could seriously zero in on a specific question if you would
okay.
like that. So what
like
you want to do? You like okay, then what's up? Talk to your girl. What's up?
I wanted to know, my baby mm-hmm. father, he knows that our child, you know, was born very sick. And
mm-hmm.
so I was explaining to him if he can just do cash instead of money order, and then I'll buy the receipt book so we can fill it, so he can fill it out with me. That way he knows that everything, he's still getting his receipt. So he told
mm-hmm.
me no, and that
mm-hmm.
he doesn't trust me. And mm-hmm. so I told him to keep his $100 bill and don't call here no more. So I want to know, do you think that he is going to, out of his daughter being sick, is he going to go and do the cash thing just because he want to make sure she has? Or he's going to be on that I don't care business?
Melissa, that's a very interesting question. And the question that you're asking me is really shooting in on your baby's father. Do you mind saying
mm-hmm.
his name? Just his
sure.
first name or a nickname. What's his name?
Fatah.
Fatah. Fatah. Okay. I am going to open your reading up to include you, Fatah, and your little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And ask what the cards see. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right. All right. I'm doing a 3-card draw right now, and I'm praying for energy around your little girl, too, your baby. And I'm asking for those who work in Reiki, because I have a lot of listeners who are also teachers. And if you don't mind, if one of them feels the energy to send some Reiki, would that be okay?
Oh, that'd be perfect for the baby.
Okay. Let's send some Reiki to the baby, my beautiful family. I'm zeroing in. And I know Life Coach Aday heard that. He practices Reiki as well. And so I know he's zoomed in. Isn't this interesting? I have a 9 of Swords. I've got a Sun of Wands, and I've got the 19th Sun. The 9 of Swords is literally speaking to the nightmare experience that you're having right now. It's
mm-hmm.
in your mind. Okay, it's really about all these entanglements and these emotional connections that you all have that is not really working for anybody's good. Okay, now this 9 of Swords, since you're the caller and you're initiating the question, this is the worry, baby, that you feel in your mind. It's coming out. And there's going to have to be some work that you do to cut the cords of misunderstanding and confusion within you
mm-hmm.
to open up the air. Now, I got a Sun of Wands. The Sun of Wands can represent somebody in this situation. Being that I know that there's the energy of Fatah coming through, the Sun of Wands is fire. And he's usually about merrymaking and making everybody happy and connecting. He's the dancer. He's the sacred clown in tarot. Okay, so there is something within this person. And I want you to know that you're in this card too, because there's this beautiful woman who's holding a baby. And there's a red blanket over her lap and her little girl's lap. It's to the left. So the loving energy of security and dance and working together as a family, regardless of whether there's a romantic tie, is still present, but it's to the left, which means there needs to be some energy. My question for you with Fatah is, are there other people around him, a community, that you two can negotiate and work this out with? Because I'm not feeling that you guys can talk to each other.
Well, it's basically the person that he tells, like all his business to is his brother. So his brother mm-hmm. basically makes all the decisions and everything, like, of his, of anything that goes on between me and the baby. And him.
Okay. So we're talking about, all right, let, help me with this. Are we talking about a culture
that's
not necessarily
hard,
Western?
That's what he,
No, it's not. I get it. Where is he? What's the culture? How did he grow up?
He's from Africa, and right now he doesn't, he came here, but he doesn't have no, he wants his green card. And I don't know, like, after I had my baby, that's when he told me that that he's using someone's social and someone else's name.
Okay,
so,
stop right there, because we don't want to get in trouble. Okay, I got
no,
you.
Not too much, but it's just that when you hear something like that, that just doesn't make you feel good. You feel like
uh-huh.
you've been robbed, or, like, you give all your feelings to somebody, and then they tell you
right.
something like that. So I
okay.
don't know sometimes his, what's his intentions. I know his intentions are to get his green card, but I
okay.
don't think he's, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. From a justice standpoint, which is the energy that we're talking about and legal and court systems, so I'm glad you called in today.
Mm-hmm.
I may have a little bit more understanding about why we don't, why we may, wait, you want him to do cash, but he wants to do money
orders? I wanted to do cash, but do as, have like a receipt. And
uh-huh.
still, I was going to buy a receipt book and let him fill it out in front of me. So every time he gives, he can fill it out. That way he has to, he knows that everything's secure. And the reason
yeah.
why I can't bring the baby back and forth out in, like, I can't bring her to, like, public places because, if she gets sick, then she goes back in the hospital. So, like, for her, immune system is really bad. So it's like I
okay.
try to explain to him, and it's like he just thinks that what she has is going to go away. And
you know what, Melissa? I'm going to let you know right now. This is from the tarot reading that I have. I've got the sun. It's reversed,
mm-hmm.
which means that there's a positive outcome that's going to come through this. But there's some more work that needs to happen that a tarot reading is not going to get you. You know, there's
yeah.
a lot more in terms of internal work for you as a mother, making sure your daughter is safe. You know, what's he going to do at this moment? There's so much fear and there's so much negativity that I'm feeling with the Nine of Swords that's coming through that there's some energy work that needs to be done around cutting cords. And it's almost like you guys have to meet each other again, and you need to connect with each other. There's going to have to be some, I would recommend some counseling here, you know, whether there's a minister, priest, life coach. This is
mm-hmm.
serious stuff you're dealing with. And what the cards are showing me is the nightmarishness of it, the kind of, you know, you got a guy who's kind of playful. And not playful in like, ha-ha, we're having a good time, but playful in terms of you don't understand which way he's going. His energy or the energy that's coming up for the Sun of Wands is to the left. I got a sun,
mm-hmm.
and the sun, regardless of how it shows up, is always going to be good, but it's reversed. So there's going to be some work that needs to happen to get that unconditional love and radiance flowing for you and your baby girl. You can start the work, whether he'll come into counseling with you or not, by reaching out for it yourself. I would pull into a whole, all the resources that you can right now in New York, Melissa, because, honey, the walk that you're walking, what I see is really intense. Then I pulled one more card for you just to be like, what can I tell her? There's
mm-hmm.
grief. There's disappointment. It's the Four of Cups, and it's really a question of letting go of the past to step into the future.
That's definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like holding on to too much, but it's like
yes, dear. Yes.
Yeah. And,
I'm
you know,
so
it's not, I'm not one of those people that say, oh, you can't. I'm one of those people that
baby,
I want to be
right?
like, you can see
right.
your baby and everything, but that how sick she really seriously is, like,
yes.
he doesn't understand. And it hurts because I try to explain medically, really,
uh-huh.
you know. And if it, and
he's
I feel
afraid
like
to
he
see
doesn't,
it. He's afraid to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, how are you feeling right now? We're offering you love and encouragement, and there's so many people who are listening to your voice and sending energy to your baby girl and to the baby's father as well.
I just
and you,
I feel, yeah, I just feel like a lot of emotion, and I just feel like I wish that he just you know, be positive and make her feel comfortable, because I try to make her comfortable every day, because you don't ever know what's going to happen. And I wish she could express like that, like I do.
Mm. She's an angel. She is an angel. And you, Melissa, are a powerful woman. And you are going to be okay, sweetie. We're holding a light for you as you move through this. I appreciate how much it took for you to make this call and to go specific so that we can really zoom in. Make sure you're taking care of yourself as well, getting rest, getting the help and support that you need as we hold you in the light, because you don't have to be there by yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll give you a big psychic hug, loving you up. It's going to be all right.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Melissa. Stay on the line. Check out some more. And there's also, I don't usually do this, but I will tell you this. Life Coach Today has a show coming up tomorrow called Self-Care for Caregivers. And it's with the Reverend Linda Boyd. And she herself is a Reiki master. And there will be some powerful information tomorrow as well for you to tap into while you continue on your journey. Okay?
Well,
it's the same number you called into. The same number you called in to, 12 o'clock, 347-426-3346. All right?
Okay. Thank
right.
you.
Sending you love. Oh,
I
hey,
appreciate
my girl.
It.
I appreciate you, baby. You're not walking it by yourself. You got so many angels around you, you don't even know. I come with angels, so they floating over there to you. Believe that. I heard that. I love it. Okay. Well, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, taking a brief moment to just acknowledge that we're all moving through transitions, and people are going to be people, but how you show up in that situation with your vulnerability, your authenticity, is such a gift. So I want to thank Melissa for calling in again. It's a blessing. It is a blessing to hear her story and hear her strength in her voice. Okay, I think we're going to go to one more. There's Patricia in the Southwest area.
Hi.
Hey, Ms. Patricia. Welcome to the Celestial Show. How may I help you?
Well, I called in tonight because I'd like to find out what you see for me as far as, a guide or there's somebody a new spirit talking to me. And I hear a brand new voice.
Oh, my. That's exciting. Let me see what I can pull up for you in your with the tarot reading. But may I also ask you your birthday? I'm curious about your birth card, too.
Yes, it's 124.
Okay, give me 1 second. I type fast, but not that fast. Let me see here. 124. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Would that make you, what's that, an Aquarius? Or
Aquarius?
Capricorn? Aquarius?
Well, it's a brand new Aquarian. It's right there, like right in the very, not in the cusp, but like going brand new into it, I guess.
Love
yeah.
it.
But it
remember
is
that, folks. We got an Aquarius in here. All right. Do you mind telling me the year you were born?
Yes, 63.
Okay. I'm curious. The reason that I was like kind of, I was hearing something around that Aquarius energy, girl, I knew it. I knew it. I was so excited. Your birth cards are Star and Strength, which is what this whole show is about today. 1/24/1963. All right. Now, I know you're asking me about your guides, but I got to give you your astrological sign. It's Aquarius. That's the star. It relates to the star in tarot. And it's connected to your birth cards, your divine purpose here. So after I complete my reading with you, I'm going to go more into what the star is. So stay tuned for that. So you got star, which is Aquarius. We got strength, which is Leo, fire. So you got the coolness and the hotness. And it's also my birth card. So hello, star strength sister. All right, now let's see what these cards are going to say. You got a sacred mission of restoring beauty to the world.
Awesome.
Did you know that? Did you know that?
Well,
you're asking go ahead.
I have a clue because I've been like beautifying my land, the yard.
Yes.
For the wildlife and everything. And the plants are growing like crazy.
And you're hearing a new
so
voice.
Yes.
It's the new voice, masculine or feminine?
Oh, it's a male. Very strong masculine.
Really?
I do know. There's also a strong female, too. A brown female. And she wakes me up. I mean, she's got a strong voice. But that both voices are very strong. There used to be a soft female voice and a soft male voice that used to speak with me or just mention my name, and now it's a strong male and a very strong female. I mean, she wakes me up.
Sounds like you are getting integrated into your gifts, dear heart. Oh, wow. Okay. Let me do one more here. Okay. With the strong masculine and feminine information that you are getting and you're receiving, okay, I have a Hierophant first shows up for you, which is the High Priest in tarot, which means you're going to go into ministry. And the ministry doesn't just mean going to church, but actually ministering to people's souls and connecting with them. Okay, now, there are some clues for tapping into them because it's like, which guide is it? Who's coming through? You are getting the help that you need to work in your soul mission of restoring beauty into the world and using strength, not in a way that it's aggressive, but in a way that's gentle persistence. It's like taming the lion. And not even really taming the lion, but really accepting the lion to show up in its heart, in its connection with that fire. Now, when I see star and I see Aquarius on the traditional tarot deck, yes, I'm going there. On the traditional tarot deck is an angel. For 14 temperance. I'm sorry, I'm hearing something right now. Okay. Yes, it's an angel in 14 temperance. I believe it's Gabriel. Okay. Strong communicator. I'm also hearing Michael. Archangels is what's coming through. And with your work with the land, I would advise you to pay attention to the goddess Bridget. She's an Irish goddess so beloved that they named her a saint.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I'm seeing a combination of angel energy, Gabriel for communication, Michael for strength, and then Bridget for the land.
Okay.
And it's very important that you remember that your sign is not water.
Right.
Okay, a lot of Aquarians get that mixed up, and they lose their power that way. You're not the water. You carry the water, the air energy. Which is masculine energy. Now, I'm going to give you somebody else that will be outside of what you're used to hearing about, but the sign of Aquarius is connected to an African god, Orisha, by the name of Shango. He's the drummer.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the what? Talk to me.
Oh, my God. The other day, I just had a dream that told, because my dreams talk to me, and the dream told me that I originally came from Africa, and I was of a royal lineage, and I was born African. I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm not.
No,
really,
I
was.
You.
Well, they said that my soul originated from Africa in my dream the other day.
Wow. Then, honey,
so
I'm gonna go ahead.
When you said that, you just blew me away. When you just said that,
wow. Yeah, I almost hesitated giving it to you. I'm like, she's not gonna know Shango. And the voices were saying, and this is a lesson for everybody. Don't listen to your head. Listen to your heart. And when it comes through, receive the message. So then I'm going to give you his other wife, too. Her name is Olya.
Okay.
He's the thunder. She's the lightning. And I would advise you to really look up their energies. Olya is really strong. Because when you were saying you were getting a strong masculine and a strong feminine energy, I was like, His numbers are 4 and 6, and her number is 9, which is the number of completion. And, you know, do you like the X-Men?
I don't watch.
Man. That's okay. That's okay. Because there's a character named Storm who's made up after her. So what I would say to you, what's coming through right now is Gabriel, Michael, Shango, and Olya. Pay attention to that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Patricia. Wow. Do you have what you need, honey? Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm just totally blown away. Awesome reading.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You confirmed everything. You confirmed everything that the spirit told me, and I didn't know what to believe after that. You know, but I do believe. I believe in my dreams. They give me truth. So, yes, I do believe it.
Well, it's my honor to confirm your gifts with you. Wow. So thank you, Patricia. Call me back. Let me know how it goes, because the more you know, the more you'll grow.
Wow.
And I'm rhyming, so it's got to be true.
Yeah. Well, you're awesome. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I mean, you're the first one to explain that to me and, you know, to really tap into that when I didn't say a word. So thank you.
My pleasure, Patricia. Thank you so much for calling. Keep up with me. I'm looking forward to hearing how your story unfolds, okay?
Okay. You know, when I said that about the lineage and everything, I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything about it. It was just an awesome dream. And I just, they just gave me just a little bit of history of where my soul originated from. And, you know, I'm just so humbled to know that information. So, you know.
Darling, you are royalty. I did not think of it as egotistical at all.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they were just giving me some information about the type of family that I came from and everything. And I believe it. I mean, you know, it appeared. But thank you for mentioning the two entity names. I'm going to be looking that up now.
Olya and Shango. Olya and Shango. Have a good time with it. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Hey, I need some water after all that. How about y'all? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll try to get to all of you. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number to the Celestial Show. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad, and we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
What will you do while you wear this earth suit? That's the question.
Gary Zukav, author of the phenomenal bestseller The Seat of the Soul, is coming to Hillside International Truth Center Saturday, October 4th, with Creating Authentic Power. Doors open at 9 a.m. and at 3 p.m. An intimate talk and music with Grammy and Tony Award winner Jennifer Holliday. Soul Saturday at Hillside, October 4th. One ticket, two monumental events. Get tickets now at hillsideinternational.org.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the yes. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I knew there were angels in my midst. Louis Atera is listening right now. Atero, excuse me, Louis. My pleasure. So happy to have you here, man. And I'm loving all of you, and I'm loving how much you're sharing and what you're coming up with. We're going to go to Deshaun next. But this is what I want to tell you. If I don't get to you tonight, all right, if I miss you tonight, catch me on my like page, Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I do readings. I'm happy to work with you. I will also be here next week. And, hey, guess what? On Tuesday, I'll be on Life Coach Today's show, Soul Food for Your Consciousness. So you can come over there Tuesday, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 12radio.com, and we can continue the conversation with help from my dear brother and friend and boss. He loves that. Life Coach Today. So let me stop rambling, and let's go to Deshaun out of Texas.
Hi.
Hi, Deshaun. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, am I hearing you? Okay, can you do me a favor? I'm having a little bit of problem hearing you, and I want to make sure I don't miss your question or also reading your energy. When our voices are too low, it's hard for me to catch it. So, say hi again.
Hi.
All right, Deshaun. What's your question, my friend? How can I help you?
I wanted to know if I was going to be in a romantic relationship anytime soon.
Okay. If you're going to be in a romantic relationship anytime soon. Well, you're in the right season for the question because it's a Libra time. Libra is ruled by Venus, and it also teaches us about partnerships and connecting with our fellow man, woman, you know, family, humanity, all that good stuff. So I'm doing a 3-card draw for you right now, Dejan. I'm saying your name right, I hope?
Yes, Dejan.
Dejan. Dej or
yes.
Dej?
D-A-J-O-N.
Dejan.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Interesting. You got the 9 crone or hermit in tarot cards. Now, don't get frightened by that and think, she's telling me you're going to be alone. No. What I am telling you, though, is there's some inner work that needs to be done, because the hermit card in tarot, while it always talks about he takes time for solitude and getting to know himself, which I'm recommending that you do, okay? So I'm seeing a, maybe not right away on a romantic tip, but there's some things to get yourself lined up for the romance that you're waiting for, okay? That you, there's some work. And when you wait, wait doesn't mean just, passively like, oh, I'm going to wait. I mean wait as an active, as in masculine energy of serving yourself. So the first thing that I would recommend for you as the 9 hermit shows up is to remember that the hermit does take the time to study, to write, to connect with his energy. But he also has a lantern at the top of a hill, because all of that introspective work that he's done, he's going to show, go out into the world and shine his light. It's to the left, which means there's a little bit of a delay around that type of energy of Dejan getting it together, of Dejan writing letters to himself or his future partner about what he wants to see in his life. Then I'm also seeing an 8 of swords. Now, the 8 of swords is a very interesting card, because it, for me, in Mother Peace Tarot, it shows up with this person with swords, which is what you're thinking about, breaking these knives through these bricks. There's another way out of this solitude or this prison, but he won't look up to pay attention to what the crow were saying. So getting out in nature, connecting with the earth to prepare yourself. And then I got good news for you. I see a Sun of Disc, which is the Robin Hood card. It's out in nature and he's on target, which means it's a positive outcome. There's just some steps you need to take. Introspective work, getting to know you, getting to know about what you really want, knowing what you want, asking for it from the universe, getting rid of old stories of who hurt you in the past and why can't it be like this right now? And what am I going to do? It's going to keep you in prison. You break all of that mind talk, mind chatter, honey, you'll be on target. And you're out in nature and you're grounded and the love you want will come to you. Does that make sense to you, Dejan?
Yes, it does.
Do you feel like it's been a long time that you've been waiting?
Yes.
I know. You just got some inner work, babe. That's all. That's all. And I promise, after a while, Dejan, you're going to be calling me talking about Celeste, which one do I choose? And I'll pull my card out for you again. I'm serious. You just got some work to do. And okay, I'm going to give this to you for your throat chakra. Man, you got to pick up your energy and your voice. Now, tell me what you want, Dejan.
I want
romance. You want romance?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Are you taking care of yourself?
Yes.
All right. You keep work on your throat and your energy and how you're standing and your masculine power too. Okay? But I like how you said that. I want romance. It's coming, y'all. It really is. You trust the process. You hear me? Do your inner work. Journal writing will be very, very good for you. And stop telling yourself old stories, and then get on target as the Sun of Disc. You're going to be grounded. It's going to be hot. It's going to come through, and I want to hear all about it when they show up. So you'll call me and let me know, right?
Yes.
You better know I'm not playing with you. Call me. I want to hear, and then we'll figure out which one, because whenever you start exuding that inner power, you're more attractive, and more birdies will come. And then we'll have to figure out, okay, which one, and I'll read her chart for you. I'm just kidding. I won't do that. That's terrible. But I got friends who will, but you're going to be all right. Keep your head up and understand that you are a warrior. You got this. You're not really waiting on love. You're waiting to fall in love with yourself. That's the key. All right?
All right.
I know. I just told you a lot. But you're going to be okay. You keep up with me. Let me know. I love to hear follow-up stories, okay?
Okay.
All right, Deshaun. Take care of you. You have a beautiful night, all right? Let's see if I can sneak one more in here. Jeez. Life Coach Today, do I have time? I just want to check in with him real quick. Life Coach Today, can I get one more in? What do you think?
Yeah, of course. Of course you do. You're in control. I'm the back seat driver. Who you go? Quite a few people we want to go to. Who's Spirit telling you to go to? I'm listening. I click.
My granddaughter's name. I know, right? I'm jacked up right now. Let's go with the general reading. Yeah, yep. General reading. Let's go to Suzanne in Florida.
She said, yay!
Don't forget my like page, folks. Find me, and I will find you. Hello, Suzanne. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. You're my last call for tonight, so let's make it work, okay? So
very good.
You're
thank
calling? You. My pleasure. You're calling from Florida, and you would like a general reading?
I would.
All right. Is there something on your heart, Suzanne?
No, not really. Just I always find that when I do my own tarot,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what my question is, Spirit's going to tell me what I need to hear.
Oh, who are these people? They're from Tarot Heaven. Thank you. <All right. laughs> Let's rock and roll. I find the same thing to be true, my friend. I do, I do. All right. Why are my Mother Peace, you know, the problem with Mother Peace tarot cards, yes, I'm going to complain for just 1 second. They're round, and they just go all over the place. It's crazy. Okay, here we go. You've got a very hot, fiery Nine of Wands, which is an older woman. She's absolutely nude, which means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. She's got two snakes on either side of her. Snakes, for me, represents a transmutation in energy and releasing. It's that Shakti energy. There's all this fire. There's all this power. This is an older woman who has learned not to exhaust her energy, but to replenish from the earth and from the fire, which is passion. Now, the next card that comes up is the Death card, which features another snake. Now, don't get nervous around death, because death means transformation and change, which is coming. We're in the season of fall, and the Death card usually takes place. Setting is in the fall. Mine has leaves falling around it. It has skeleton bones, but it's in a fetal position, which means the cycle of life, birth, death, rebirth. Now, here's how to keep that energy going so you can shed new life like a snake. Getting rid of dead skin is getting rid of the dramas that are showing in your life, up in your life, is Three of Swords. I'm going to say you're already doing it, sweetie, because the Three of Swords is reversed. When this card shows up, it is dynasty energy. It's the Celeste. It's drama. Drama, drama, drama. Soap opera antics. People competing with each other for fear of scarcity, and you have done the work to limit that type of energy in your life, which means you do feel the release in energy and power. Now, let me stop right there and ask you, Suzanne, does this feel true to you?
Yes. Yes.
Anything that you're like,
I've done my work.
So you've released all that drama and have freed yourself in order to be the strong, beautiful, fiery older woman. I love this Nine of Wands. I love her when she shows up, because it means that she's at the end of the cycle and she's grown up. The Death card is actually backing you up with all these snakes showing up, and we know that the snake is a form of the goddess, and the goddess has no time for silly dramas. So congratulations. In confirmation of you doing your work. That's what I see for you right now.
I thank you. I feel that way. I just, it's nice to have the validation that I would be in agreement.
Suzanne, that is beautiful, and I'm so happy to hear it. Thank you for calling me tonight and hanging out with the Celestial Show.
Thank you. I'm going to stay on the line and listen to the rest of the show. You're very innovative.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. So are you. You're going to have to teach us next week how do we keep the drama out of our lives.
You stay positive and you find the silver lining in every single struggle and move through it.
Okay, that's it. My show is over. That's great. That's perfect. Peace and love to you, honey. Wow, what a night. Okay, I didn't get to play in all the star energy that I wanted to, but every single thing you needed to know about returning to yourself has been explored tonight. Don't forget to join Life Coach A Day tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show at 12 p.m., then 10 a.m. for Soul Food for Your Consciousness, where I will be a guest. Return to me. Return to you. Your tarot birth cards are talking about you. But they're just saying, I love you. That's all. And you got it. Underneath me, we have Agape. Return to me. You can find this music at agapelive.com. Have a beautiful night, family. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.